You said you did some work over there for US Beef. I know we were talking to you one time. You were big into the agriculture scene here in the state of Texas. And I remember talking to you once about snow monkeys. Do you have a recollection of that conversation? And were you in a battle with snow monkeys, or were you trying to preserve them, or what was the deal?
Well, I was on the governor had appointed me to the Parks and Wildlife Commission, and in one of our public hearings, we had this lady that had tried to protect this group of snow monkeys that came in from Japan through Seattle, and they eventually ended up in Texas. And they had a compound down there, and it was dilapidated, and the monkeys...
The snow monkeys?
Yeah, it was the snow monkeys, and the snow monkeys were starting to escape, and they were getting all over South Texas, and they were concerned about hunters shooting them. And so they delegated me as a snow monkey ambassador. And I had to go down and... meet with the snow monkey people, and so we drive out on this ranch, and these trees are just, there's thousands of them, and they see this truck come up, and the lady that is ahead of the snow monkeys, we drive up there, and these snow monkeys are all, it's kind of like one of these things you see in Africa, they're all over the car and the truck, you know. And she said, well, let's get out. And I said, well, I'm not getting out. But she says, they're all right. And so I reluctantly got out. And when I got out, one of them jumped off the top of the truck on my shoulder and was hanging on. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, I was standing there like petrified wood. And she had these Hershey Kisses. And the reason they were so excited is that she gives them Hershey Kisses. And they sit there and they very neatly open it. And... then about the time they get it unpeeled where they're getting ready to eat it, another one will come over and knock them down and pick it up and eat it. It was the craziest thing ever. But anyway, they raised enough money, they got a new compound, and now they have them under birth control. And
that's so great. That's the story of the snowman.
Oh, yeah. And now I'm an ex ambassador of the snowman.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, Lord.
All right. Well, we know you got to start signing autographs. It's just an honor to have you here. We look forward to dealing with you as president of the Rangers, and it's always a treat.
Well, thank you.
Wait, before we go.
Oh, dear.
Nolan, kiss me. Do you realize that on the station, we have people who do imitations of voices?
I've heard that.
There he goes.
I heard that.
There goes the fake Nolan Ryan.
You know, I just happened to bring my scissors. He can get a haircut today, too.
Nolan Ryan, everybody.